Hey, good evening, everybody. Today we're continuing and we're beginning Simin Resh Mem Tes. We are on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bey. So Simin Resh Mem Tes. This Simin is Dinim Hashayachim LeErev Shabbos. So really, there are three topics in the Simin. There's about traveling on Erev Shabbos. There's about eating on Erev Shabbos, and there's about fasting on Erev Shabbos. So today we're going to talk about traveling on Erev Shabbos, which is Seif Aleph. You might say, well, wait a second. Didn't we just talk about traveling? No, we did not talk about traveling on Erev Shabbos. We spoke about traveling, knowing that you're going to have to be doing something on Shabbos, either being Mechalel Shabbos or Tchum Shabbos, or whatever you're going to have to be doing on Shabbos. Now we're going to be talking about, just on from an Erev Shabbos perspective, what you should not be doing on Erev Shabbos. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Holchem Erev Shabbos Yosem Yisholosh Parsos. Person shouldn't travel more than three Parsos on Erev Shabbos, Kedishi Yagil Beiso, Bode Yom Gadol, the Yuchalach, and Tzarchei Tzudel Shabbos. And the goal is, you want to get home in plenty of time, so that you'll have time to prepare properly for Shabbos. You'll have a proper Suda. Bein Sholich Lebeis Acherim, Bein Sholich Lebeiso. Whether you're going to someone else's house, or you're going to your own house. You want to get home in time so that you'll be able to prepare properly. Let's see the Mishnah Berura. Sivka Danal Yosef Mishalosh Parsos Mitchilas Hayom, from the beginning of the day. Vukarav L'Shlish Hayom. That takes one third of the day to travel three parsos, or roughly one third of the day. Kivim Alach Adam Beinani Eser Parsos Biyom, because an Adam Beinani would be able to travel 10 parsos in a day. So three parsos is 30% of that. Ubenoseh Ba'Gala Orochev Al Sos Dinoseh B'Meher. But what if you're using a vehicle that takes you quicker, a wagon, a horse? Then you'll be able to travel way more than three parsaos within the first third of the day. So the Bach sounds like if you're driving a Corvette, or you're going on in any vehicle that moves fast, so then you don't have to worry about finishing all your travels by one third of the day. You could travel even after Chatzos Hayom, because you'll get there. But wherever you're traveling, whenever you're traveling, you should always be mindful to try to make sure that you stop traveling with enough time to get ready for Shabbos. Rav Nissim Karelitz points out that it's interesting that there's no distinction made in Poskim between summer Erev Shabbos and winter Erev Shabbos. You would think that in the summer Erev Shabbos, you have much more time, but for whatever reason, they were not mechalik in such a way. They also weren't not mechalik if you're going in a mountainous area, or if you're going in a flat plain where it's easier to travel. Such chilukim, for whatever reason, aren't made, and that's why it's a chiddush that the Mishnah Berurah is making a chiluk between different modes of travel, that if you're traveling faster, then there's less to worry about. Sivkat and Beis, Lebeiso, Haimu Lemakim Shovisham, meaning the place, Lebeiso doesn't have to mean your own house, it's the place where you're going to rest. Even though you're going to enjoy Shabbos much more if you get home, it's still usher to do that so late in the day, because your family may not be expecting you. They didn't have a way of calling ahead to say, I'm coming home, prepare food for me. And if they don't prepare for you, it's not going to be good. Says another important exception, that since nowadays most people have plenty of food for Shabbos, the way Jewish women cook, there's enough for Shabbos and for leftovers on Sunday night and Monday night and Tuesday night. So you have plenty of food. So no one cares about this anymore. No one's careful about this anymore. Whether you're going to your own house or to someone else's house. And many of the Achronim write, yeah, but be reasonable about it. You know, don't travel very late in the day, because that will very often lead to chil Shabbos. If you're not there a half hour before Shabbos, and then you walk in 2 minutes before Shabbos, and they're like, "Oy vey, we didn't cook any food for him." They may throw something in the stove at the, on the stove or in the oven at that time, and they'll be mechal Shabbos for you. And also sometimes you say, "Oh, I'll leave from the Five Towns to Teaneck 2 hours before Shabbos, plenty of time." Have you ever heard of the George Washington Bridge or the Cross Bronx Expressway? It is not plenty of time. So a lot of times you think you'll make it, but you have no chance. He's not even talking about cars. Think about the carrying and the going outside of the tchum. and Shrisas Behema, Vilachin Kolze, Yasima Adam Lilibo Viyamar Lishbo Safilu Bekfar, Vilayis Senua Yetzar Lomar, person should try to stop traveling early, and his Yetzar Hara should not get the best of him to say, Oh, Dayom Gadol, Vaderach Tov, oh, it's a low traffic weekend, I'm sure no one's going up to the country this weekend, and, you know, and it's not gonna, and the path is very smooth. Now, if it happens to be that you're traveling up until dark, and you happen to be within the Tchum, you happen to be allowed to utilize that and to go throughout the entire city. But you need to get off of the horse, you know, or out of the car. We'll discuss that later on. Back in the Mechaber, that's only where you're situated, you can actually spend Shabbos there. But if where you are, you cannot prepare Tzarchei Shabbos, oh, she'enu makom yishuv batuach, or it's not a secure place, mutar leilech afilu kama parsos, then you can keep on going for much further than three parsos. You don't stop three parsos in if you're in middle of nowhere. V'im shalach l'odiyam shu holich shom l'shabbos, mutar leilech kama parsos b'chol gavna. And if people know that you're coming, then you're allowed to go away more than three parsos, because the whole concern is that people aren't going to know you're coming and they're not going to cook for you. But if everyone knows that you're coming, then you're allowed to go away more than three parsos, with the caveat that you have to remember what the Mishnah Berurah told us before, that don't be a fool and think that you could travel very late in the day. How long should you give yourself before the end of the day? So in Tshuvas Or Letzion, the Dir Shukotz over here says, at least you should aim to be at your destination at least 1 hour before Shabbos. The Chazanish, in Maisa Ish, it says that the Chazanish was makbid that he would never travel outside of the city after Chatzos Hayom on Erev Shabbos. A little bit more difficult to refrain from that. Sivkat and Dalit and Mishnah Berurah, Vahani Mili Kishu, we said that's only if where you are you could actually make Shabbos. Ratzalomar, Bemakam Shakalua Gimel Parsos, where the Gimel Parsos ends, you could make Shabbos, then you should stop there. Kain Kosav Alvush, that's Alvush, writes Va'ayin Ba'al Yerabah. Sivkat and Hey, She'eno, so we said if it's not a secure place, it's a place where it's dangerous, you need to keep going. Ta'amida Baderech Eino Makam Batuach, because stopping on the road is not safe. The Kala Drachim Becheska Sakana, roads are considered to be dangerous. V'lechein, afilu yesh imot seida k'dei Tzarchei Shabbos, even if you have enough to provide for you for Tzarchei Shabbos, mutu lo lisa misham at sheyavu l'makom batuach. Even if you have enough food, it's considered to be dangerous. So don't stay there. Go to it till you get to a safe place. Now, it should be noted that sometimes you have to keep going because you're in a dangerous place, but there is a safe place that's closer by than the place you want to be. Meaning a lot of times you have someone, I'm stuck on the Cross Bronx and I'm supposed to be in Teaneck for Shabbos or in Englewood for Shabbos or whatever. Yeah, but Washington Heights is before Teaneck. Now, I wouldn't call Washington Heights a safe place, but parts of Washington Heights are a safe place. So there are Jews there that will take care of you in the parts of Washington Heights where you would want to be, or where you wouldn't not want to be. So then you should go there. You shouldn't keep traveling. But you should still be very careful not to travel all the way until Samach Le'erev, like we said in Sivkat and Gimel. So to summarize what we learned today, so while the Shulchan Aruch says not to travel more than three parsos on Erev Shabbos because they're not going to have a su'uda ready for you, Mishnah Berurah gives two important kulas. Number one, modern forms of travel are different, so you're allowed to go way more than three parsos. And number two, nowadays, there's always extra food, so you don't have to worry about the fact that they're not going to have food for you. Second, the Mishnah Berurah says we still should, even though we have those exceptions, those kulas, you still shouldn't travel very late in the day because it very likely is going to lead to chilul Shabbos. And third, if after three parsos you find yourself in a dangerous place or in a place that you can't get food easily, keep traveling till you get to somewhere safe where it's reasonable to be able to spend Shabbos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Reish Memtes Seif Beis. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.